Good morning, and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Good morning. Here we are. We have a studio full of people. We're having good times. We're going to talk about good food. The Mace County Fair is in its last day with the Demo Derby tonight. Lots of fun going on out there. I was out there, and the PBR was packed last night. Kaylin, have you been out to the fair yet?
Nope, I'm going later today.
Okay, I'll probably see you out there. But you know, when it's the last day of the fair, what does this mean? It means we're sliding into Palisade Peach Festival time and all the wonderful things that go out. And of course, as you know, I start mentioning it, in January? And we have Julianne Adams here, Executive Director.
Good morning, Dixie.
Good morning. You knew it was time to be getting down.
Exactly.
Here.
I knew you were gearing up and finishing up fair, so
right.
That's it.
Two wonderful.
Time to turn gears.
Yeah. Two wonderful activities that nobody wants to miss. And may I say, we have someone in here to discuss food that is going to have your mouth watering. You're going to be salivating.
Oh, you bet.
Like crazy. And running to find something to eat, I think. Chris Ledoux. Where are you from, Chris?
Enzo's Pizzeria and Italian Cafe off Horizon Drive.
Yes, everybody knows Enzo's. Mm-hmm. Good food.
Excellent food.
Absolutely delicious. And you have a very important role in the Palisade Peach Festival, which, by the way, is the 18th through the 21st, with the big days at the park, the 19th and the 20th. But on that Friday, the 19th, and Saturday, the 20th, we have something very special coming up. And Kevin Shields up there in Kessler Canyon, can you give us a big shout? Kevin?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I was nervous we lost you, Kevin, but...
Oh, no, I'm here for you.
No, you are.
Good morning, Kevin.
Julianne's
Good morning.
Here, and Chris Ledoux from Enzo's is sitting here.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Doing good, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Awesome. Thank you.
Good.
Well, Kevin, first of all, I have to say hey from Scott Lathis. Is it Lathis?
Lathis.
From the Sportsman's Channel. He was here at the fair this week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
And he says, oh, yeah, I've been up to Kessler Canyon and working with them. I go, Kevin. And he said, yes, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, he was there doing rabbit rattlesnake sausage.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
And you know what? It really is. Took some people. Well, we couldn't twist everybody's arm, but those that tried it loved it. And Chris, you were saying...
You can't tell them what it is till after.
But see, that's what I do.
That's
what I've always done. I've always said, are you allergic to anything? And if they say no, then I don't tell them what's in it until they taste it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a good idea. You know what? We're chewing on some dried apricots that Julianne brought in that she dried yesterday off of... She took them off her tree, right, Julianne?
Yes, exactly.
And
picked them fresh off the tree.
Exactly.
Cut them up.
Oh, sweet.
Wonderful.
Missing.
We were talking about that at our meeting the other day, drying out some fruit.
Yes, we were.
Oh, it's so sweet. They are so sweet this year, and they're the size of a small peach.
Yes.
They're so big.
And wow.
Yeah. So speaking of that, but we're going to move on to, we said that we slide from the fair right into Peach Festival mode. And there's so many fun things and delicious things that will be going on at the Peach Festival. And we just started to discuss a little bit about Feast in the Fields, of which you and your chef, Andrew, is going to be there preparing on Friday night there in the orchards, a five-course meal. Tell us a little bit tell us a little bit about your menu.
Well, what we're going to do is our past bites is going to be a chicken pate with a salted caramel peach jam.
Oh.
We're doing some alpaca empanadas, some Colorado lamb sliders, stuffed portobellas with a basil arugula. So that's a great lineup. And I've got to give a quick shout out to Mike and Cindy McDermott out at Suncrest Orchard Alpacas.
Yes.
We had our meeting out there, and I tell you, if you haven't been out there, you need to spend some time and go meet those two.
Aren't they
absolutely
fabulous?
A really cool operation they have.
They really do, and they're real people. They're the salt of the earth, I think.
Yeah, they are, absolutely. So it was
really
exciting
cute.
To meet them, and I can't wait to do some more stuff.
Chris said, and they're really cute.
Yeah, the baby
yeah,
alpacas
absolutely.
Are cute.
Yeah, and those alpacas, I mean, you get the whole package for the mm-hmm. feast in the fields, and you're doing the Friday night one.
Yeah, we're doing Friday nights over for dinner. Moving into the dinner, we're going to do roasted heirloom tomatoes and Greek olive, Parmesan crisp with a Talon Merlot vinaigrette on that. Then we're going to go into some grass-fed Colorado beef with creme brioche potatoes, Olaf charred corn salad, and some smoked tomato jam.
Stop it.
Top it off.
I am so hungry.
Yeah.
And
I had to do – I looked at Chris's – menu, and I go, oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing too. So, you know, if you haven't got your tickets, get them in there for Friday and Saturday night. We're gonna follow up the dinner with a peaches cream. So we're gonna do a pecan cream cake crumble with some grilled peach and a lavender cream on that.
Sounds horrible.
I tell you
what
you have done
to
not only us here in the studio, but to everybody that's listening to the show. They are now salivating like crazy.
Exactly.
Well, good.
You made us all hungry. And you are up there at Kessler Canyon. You are the general manager and a chef. Is that right?
That is correct. So, you know, at a place like this, you've got to kind of wear multiple hats. So if I'm not on a tractor in the field, I'm doing some administration stuff or working in the kitchen. It's just, you know, a lot of stuff we do. We try to do a lot of farm to fork. So we do have a garden area we get a lot of our produce from. We've got chickens. We use a lot of our own eggs that we get here. And I'm getting ready to buy. Thank you, Julianne, for the lead on the pigs.
Oh, good.
Because
very good.
I'm going to get some pigs probably the end of next month.
Awesome.
I love it.
Awesome.
And how are your how's your herb garden doing?
It's doing amazing.
Is it?
So we had to put up a little more fence around it because the rabbits love to get in there and play around.
Yeah,
but the herbs are coming on strong.
Absolutely. And have you started your bees?
The bees are buzzing. I've got my third level on, and I've got to go probably check it today because they are – I've got it back by an alfalfa field. And
we just
cut the alfalfa field, but they are going crazy right now, loving the weather. I've got them down by a creek, so they got plenty of access to water. But I'll probably have honey next month. I'll be able to take and start using, too.
Fresh. That fresh honey, there's nothing like it. Well, you know, you love honey because you did some demonstrations at the Honeybee Fest.
Yes, we had a great time doing the Honeybee Festival.
So that's kind of, we took advantage of you then, didn't we? Before you knew it, we have you involved.
I know, you just kind of snuck in there on me, and now I'm addicted, so you got me.
We hope so, and you do know that the early peaches are out already, so.
I do, yes. I was just down there, we were looking through the orchard, I was looking through there with Mike the other day, and it's looking great.
Oh, don't you love it down there? Isn't that so soothing to walk through a peach orchard?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's amazing. And I can't wait for the dinner. What an ambiance that is going to bring. You know, I cannot wait to experience it.
Oh, I tell you, after listening to your menu, you must have everyone wanting to attend that. And then wait till you hear you saw Chris's menu for Saturday
yes,
night.
I did. And I cannot wait. I'm going to definitely get tickets for Saturday night.
Awesome, Kevin.
Oh, good. Good. We will be happy to see you. And then we're going to do more things with you, aren't we, Kevin? We're going to have you in the show frequently and have more discussion on more fabulous eating. And
absolutely.
Right. And, you know, you showed us, like, at the Honeybee Festival, not everything is real difficult to make, because I think people think of that when they think of you and Chris, you know, it's like, this is going to be, you know, something that's going to be fabulous, but something that I could never, never, ever make.
No, simple is better sometimes. There's a lot less stress. And, and like I said, at the Bee Festival, it's not a chore to have to cook. It can be a family event, get the kids involved. start teaching them at a young age, you know, how to eat whole type foods and what's good for them.
Amen.
And make it fun. Just make it fun.
Okay. And hey, Kevin, can you hang on and talk with Chris and us when we get back after this commercial break?
I sure can.
Okay. All right. So hold on. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Oh, I love it when people do their own creative idea and something that I hadn't seen before or thought of before. All of a sudden, someone will bring in a picture of what they did at their house, and it's awesome. Something new we have this year at the Brickyard is a fireplace showroom. We're opening that here in the next month. Even though it's warm outside, it quickly starts to become the time of year to think about those kind of remodeling projects as well. We've got a lot of burning units. You can come in, look at inserts, stoves, all different kinds of fireplace. Find us at the Brickyard, 2860 I-70 Business Loop, Montrose on North Townsend. We make it easy to build hard things.
Hi, this is Desiree Salerno. I'm the Western Slope branch manager for All Copy Products. We're a Colorado company. We are the official office equipment dealer for the Denver Broncos and the Colorado Rockies. Some of our clients on the Western Slope include Mesa County School District 51, FCI Constructors, Delta County, City of Grand Junction, as well as the Grand Junction Rockies. If you would like additional information or to set up a free analysis for your business, visit our website, allcopyproducts.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Melanoma is an extremely aggressive, often deadly cancer. While it usually begins as a skin cancer,
there is a rare subset of melanomas that actually originate in melanocyte enclaves within the body.
According to Dr. Svetomir Markovic, an oncologist and melanoma expert, that can include places like the eye, gallbladder, or intestinal tract. And unfortunately, there are no real telltale signs.
It can present as virtually any symptom out there, depending on where it is. A slight cough, bloody stool, headache, purely depending on where the tumor is.
That's why Dr. Markovic says if you have a persisting medical issue that's not resolving over a week or so, you should make an appointment to be checked out. Because like all cancers, the earlier you catch it, the better your chances are of beating it. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Western Slope Community Calendar. The 2016 Many Hands Fiber Arts Festival, that is coming up July 29th through the 31st. It'll be at the Telluride Elementary School Gym, 447 West Columbia Avenue. Quilt show, fiber art show, fibers, fabrics, and much, much more. Go to ManyHandsFiberArtsFestival.com for further information. If your group or organization has an event, send it at least 2 weeks in advance. Email psa@gjradio.com or fax 970-245-7551.
The sounds of summer.
Showers and thunderstorms.
Depend on us for accurate weather every 30 minutes. News Radio 1100.
Stay tuned to the station.
KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, we are back with Julianne Adams from the Palisade Chamber. Chris Ledoux sitting here. And we have Kevin Shields from Kessler Canyon with us via phone.
Kevin, hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay. One more thing, Kevin. Up at Kessler Canyon, you have a beautiful setup there. And you're trying to become more involved in doing more community things, which we all love.
That's right. We've got a lot of different things people can do that are in the local area. We are a high-end resort, exclusive resort. We do a lot of very high-end corporate retreat type of business. A lot of celebrities and sports athletes come up just to kind of get away and unwind. But to kind of bring us closer to the community and let everybody know what we're about, we're doing some things. I've got special rates for cooking school. We conduct cooking school. We have orchard dinners that we hold out in our orchard, apple orchard area. I've got a room package night. I mean, our rooms will go between $550 and $750 a night, but I've got a locals package for $350, and that includes cooking school, dinner, a night accommodations, and breakfast in the morning. And, and that's just use of the resort to come out. And one of the favorite activities that people enjoy is just sitting on the back porch by Orchard Lake and watching the trout jump.
Oh, sounds heavenly. And therefore, We'll be seeing you at your Feast in the Fields dinner on Friday night on August 19th. But we'll be seeing more of you in many ways, right? Many activities going on up there that people can take part in. For instance, you had a Father's Day barbecue and fish contest, and I understand
yeah.
it was so much fun. So now, if you have to go, we understand, but if you want to stick around, Chris, we're going to make Chris tell us all about his menu today.
Yeah, I want to stick around for
okay.
that because
good.
It looked great. But to hear Chris describe it, I'm sure it's going to
okay.
be even better.
All right, Chris, now you're right here. Speaking of local, how long has Enzo's been around?
9 years now.
9 years?
9 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, 9 years. Love the mic.
I'm loving the mic.
Yeah, Chris has been experiencing, we think, some allergy laryngitis. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it'll go away, I hope. If not, yeah. then this is the voice for radio, I guess. Right?
Yeah, right. There you go. So tell us, yours is on August 20th, Saturday night, at the same place, Suncrest Alpaca Orchards.
And it is beautiful out there.
Isn't it,
and
though?
People should go out there. I mean, it's
oh.
like, I'm going to take my daughter out there in the next couple weeks, and she'll
oh.
love it.
Oh, and they have the fiber, you know, they process the fiber. And so they do everything there. And people who go to that will probably be able to take a little tour, I would think, of the fiber.
Oh, absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, so, yeah. They yeah. said they give tours of their fiber, give tours of the fiber process, the whole farm out there. And it's beautiful. I would have never been out there. You know, I mean, you don't.
Yeah.
You go out there by mistake, I think, unless you know it's there. But people
oh,
should know it's there.
It's awesome, and just picture lights in the trees, mm-hmm. and that ambiance. And actually, by that time it gets dark. It's getting darker
earlier,
even now, you know, since June 22nd.
Yeah, I really don't want to cook. I just want to go out there and.
I know
it,
that's
okay?
what you were saying, but you're going to have to,
yeah,
my friend.
We have
so.
To.
Which tell us
fine.
What we're going to eat when we come out to the.
We're gonna start off with a grilled Palisade peach burrata, with burrata cheese, and we're gonna do a peach balsamic drizzle on top. And
sounds.
It's really good.
I'm there.
And then we're gonna do at the restaurant we have an appetizer called Figa Figa. We usually use fresh figs for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to use apricots instead.
Very good.
And it's got a little prosciutto parma on it.
Mm.
A nice aged balsamic drizzle on it, mascarpone cheese served on a crostini. It's really good.
Yum.
I tell you, I just keep salivating more and more
mm-hmm.
as you go. That sounds fabulous.
And we're going to do a spring salad,
mm-hmm.
With whatever berries you guys give us at the time. We're,
okay.
we're going to wait and see what
local.
Berries are
right.
in season
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and what berries are the best, and then we'll go from there. Call it by ear, and we're gonna do it like a little limoncello sorbet.
Mm.
You know, to cleanse the palate before
yes.
we go on to the main course.
And which is
we're gonna do an alpaca cannelloni, okay? And we're gonna braise the alpaca meat. We're gonna mix it with some ham, and we're gonna do a porcini mushroom marsala sauce over the top of it. And
you
hopefully people like it.
It sounds
delicious.
And I'll bet that's something no one's ever had.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. I just saying. Okay, take it away.
Well, I never had alpaca until this, and, you know, it's really good.
It
so
is.
It's a
it
really
is.
Good meat.
My first
very
time
lean.
Really surprised me.
Yeah, it's very lean.
Mm-hmm.
It's not gamey at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, it has a little bit, so that way you know it's something special, but it's not overpowering.
Right, absolutely.
And we're going to serve that with grilled asparagus and new potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go on to dessert, and we're going to do grilled Palisade peaches with vanilla gelato and chocolate balsamic, which by that time you're probably in a food coma, and everything will be great.
Now, guys, some local wines are going to be paired with this with your dinners, correct?
Exactly.
That is correct.
Kevin?
Exactly. Each
yes,
course.
Absolutely.
Each
do you
course.
Have your wines picked out?
I we're going to go with the Talon wine.
Okay.
We've decided to do a Talon, and we may do a sangria. with the Talon. And then we've got a, and I was going to talk about, we have a signature wine that we have on property.
Yes.
And it's the Kessler Cabernet Sauvignon. So we've got a partnership and blend our own wine. So we're going to bring our Kessler Cabernet to go with the grass-fed Colorado beef.
Very good.
That's a great wine. I love Glenn, the gentleman that owns Talon. Glenn Foster is a great guy. And when it comes to wine, he hands down knows wine very well.
Yes, oh, yeah.
I've known Glenn almost since I moved here, it seems like, when he was in Fruta. And I was helping him make wine in a room no bigger than this.
We're in a small room, you guys.
We're in a small room. And Glenn is a great guy. Does an amazing job.
Have you selected your wines?
We have not.
You have not.
We have not
yet.
We're
in the process. Yeah, so who knows what else will be added. Like you said, you're waiting to see what berries. And so it goes along with the local produce. Both of you are trying to use almost everything local, right?
We're trying to do everything local.
Yeah, exactly. That's correct.
There's a few things on here that we can't
do,
but not very much.
Yeah.
Not very much. We're trying to do everything local. And, you know, I mean, it'll taste better because it's going to be really fresh.
Okay, now, I have to ask you both this. Kevin, what's your favorite way to eat a peach?
Oh, I just like to eat it. Just hold on to it and bite into it.
And let that juice, you know.
Drip down my chin. I just love the flavor, love the texture. You know, there's many ways to prepare it, but just nothing like picking it right off the tree and eating it.
Exactly.
The Is messier, that your
the
favorite?
Better. Pick it right off the tree, eat it, make a big mess.
Oh,
try to clean off your hands somehow because you're out in the middle of the orchard. So your pants are dirty at that point, and it doesn't get any better.
That's what the tree's for.
Yeah, yeah, there you wipe go. Your hands
Throw
off.
Your hands off the car.
Yeah. Well, and I had my first peaches this week, and I had a couple in the car that I picked up from Julianne, and it was like they were just looking at me. They were calling my name as they were sitting in the passenger seat. Sometimes I even put
Did Fred get his, though? I did give you one for Fred. Did you tell me that
Moving
Fred
on,
didn't
let's
get
just
his?
Hope oh. that Fred is not listening.
that he can find his own peach.
And the juice. Oh, and then we gave someone some peaches that hadn't experienced
Never had
a
it.
Palisade,
Never
peach,
had Palisade peach.
And they were like, oh, they couldn't believe the juiciness, you know. And it was running down, and they go, you are right. You do have the best peaches in the world, because that's our message, Julianne, and my message is Colorado, our Palisade peaches truly are the best in the world. And, and we have scientific proof to back that up. So don't anybody ever give us a bad time.
Exactly.
But you guys wouldn't, because you agree, right?
That's right.
I do agree. They definitely are the best. I mean, I've had peaches from, you know, other states, and it doesn't compare.
Do you have a peach tip or two for us, for all of our listeners out there who are planning on entering the peach recipe contest, which is the 20th as well of August? Any peach tips, guys? They're thinking.
You know, I think probably one of the biggest tips is people get carried away when they start making like a pie, and they have a tendency to go buy a recipe that calls for sugar. Uh-huh. Cut back on the sugar. Taste your peaches.
Amen.
Get a good idea of where it's at from a residual sugar in the fruit itself before you start dumping a bunch of sugar in. Because I've had peaches before where you didn't need any sugar. So don't try to overpower the natural sweetness of the fruit.
Yes.
Test it out and be very conservative when it comes to adding some kind of artificial sweetener.
Amen to that. I so agree with that. Because, you know, you'll see a recipe for, you know, peach pie, whatever, and then there are some who feel they have to follow that recipe to the very detail, and so afraid to cut down on something. But that would be in giving you the real peach flavor, which we look for at the recipe contest. I mean, that's the one that gets the most points, you know, is taste.
Right.
And we always tell our judges, which we have 16, 17, 18 judges. But we have four categories, so don't think they all have to taste the same thing. But we always tell them that, after all, this is a peach recipe contest. So the peach flavor, Chris, is and Kevin, is what we're looking for. And that's a good tip. That's a very good tip that will, instead of just tasting sugar, you're tasting the peach. Chris, your tip.
I'll agree with him 100%. You can follow a recipe, but when you're using fresh peaches and fresh produce and fresh stuff, everything tastes different. So if you don't have to add to it, don't add to it. Because sometimes you don't need any sugar at all.
I think that's the most important tip that our participants can take from this, is not to make it so sweet, because we are known for our sweet peaches.
Exactly. And those recipes that are out there, they're used to making them with those other peaches.
Well, that's
not used
see
to,
that's
those
the problem.
Are
the
to
the
that.
Others and we
or they're using canned peaches.
Or canned peaches,
which is already in sugar anyway.
And
so.
A corn syrup, and so they've already
all of that kinds of stuff. Yes, and we convince people who have eaten the others. I won't even mention where
they
come
the
from, but the others, many places of the country. And they agree with us. We do have the best peaches in the world. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, everybody.
And we will see you at the Peach Festival. And we're going to tell everyone when we come back how to buy tickets, you guys. How could you buy tickets for just one meal after you hear these menus?
You have to buy both.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah.
So, you can't choose.
And Kevin, Julianne, and I'll be seeing you. And we want to talk to you about that cooking class for sure.
All right, Chris, it's been a pleasure. Ladies, thank you so much. And, of course, Dixie, you're a peach.
Thanks, Kevin.
So are you, Kevin. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we will take a break.
Hi, this is Buzz Moore with Guild Mortgage Company. We'll find a loan to fit your situation, not with tricks or gimmicks, but with hard work and sound financial decisions. Call Guild Mortgage Company, 243-1471.
Company NMLS 3274, LMB 1344-16, NMLS 383261, Equal Housing Lender. Guild Mortgage!
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Sunny and hot, 100 today. Mostly clear tonight, 65 for Grand Junction and Montrose. Sunny and hot tomorrow, 97. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday and Tuesday. Monday, 97. Tuesday, 95.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Making their first appearance together as running mates, presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump in New York introducing Indiana Governor Mike Pence.
I accept your invitation to run and serve as Vice President of the United States of America.
Many conservative Republicans are reportedly pleased with the choice of Pence.
They believe that he shores up Donald Trump on the right, that he's a rock-solid conservative, and that he was the best choice for vice president. Some conservatives, though, not too happy with him, particularly after he made some modifications to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act earlier this year.
Fox's John Roberts in Fort Worth today. Funeral services for 32-year-old Patrick Zamarripa, one of the five Dallas police officers gunned down 9 days ago by a sniper who said he was trying to kill white cops. The sniper was killed by a police robot bomb. Fox News, we report, you decide.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McCray. Sneezing, sniffling, watery eyes. As parents, we're always worried about the health of our kids. With symptoms like these, it could just be a cold or...
Allergic rhinitis and allergic conjunctivitis is very common among children and adults. I think estimates of 15 to 20% of the population having significant allergy has been suggested.
And because of the amount of time they spend outdoors, Dr. James Lee says kids may be more exposed to potential allergens, but don't assume. It's important to get a correct diagnosis.
If a child has congestion that's all year round, might be a sinus problem or a nasal polyp problem. If a child has nasal blockage that's more on one side than the other, again, that could be a nasal polyp. It could be a deviated nasal septum.
If allergies are to blame, there are a number of over-the-counter and prescription medications that can help ease symptoms. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
The race is just getting started.
We've got a long way to go.
The battle that awaits.
And you're in the driver's seat.
Welcome to the race.
News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Well, I just found out that you weren't picking up on us for our first segment of the show, and we do apologize for that. Technical problems, and usually, we have a warning sound that is very irritating, but it's good because it tells you that. So we do want to apologize for that, and I'm going to reintroduce my guests. And you did get to hear Kevin Shields from Kessler Canyon on with us in the second segment. I don't think he got to read his menu. He's going to be a chef at our Feast in the Fields, which we've been talking about going and having this fabulous gourmet meal among the peach trees with the twinkling lights. And you also will be able to see these darling alpacas. It's a full package. And Kevin is going to be on Friday night. And Chris, you heard Chris's menu. And Chris, we'll be talking with you some more about food in a minute here. But Julianne, can you review then? Because
we're not sure that you actually got to hear the menu from Kevin himself.
Right.
But on Friday night, the dinner from Kessler Canyon is going to be, we're going to start out with some past hors d'oeuvres with a chicken pate and salted caramel peach jam, alpaca empanadas, Colorado lamb sliders, and then stuffed portobellos with a basil arugula. So it's fabulous.
I love portobello.
We haven't even started. We haven't even started dinner yet. I could just sit there and eat those. And then dinner is roasted heirloom tomatoes and Greek olive, and Parmesan crisp Talon Merlot vinaigrette. And then they're going to have grass-fed Colorado beef with creme fraiche potatoes, Olathe charred corn salad, and smoked tomato jam. So so good. And then he's going to finish it all off with a pecan cream cake crumble. Grilled peaches with a lavender cream sauce. So both dinners. I mean, I don't know how people are going to choose. So I think they're just going to have to buy a dinner ticket for both.
And how do you buy those tickets?
The tickets are available if you go to PalisadePeachFest.com and you click on the little tab that says Feast in the Field Dinners, and it'll take you right to the link for the ticket sales. And you can choose either Friday night or Saturday night. Or you can go to Eventbrite.com and directly just type in there Palisade Feast in the Field and it'll pop right up.
Or you can go to 1100knzz.com and get the link.
All the links are there.
Yes, yes. And as well as getting the entry forms for the Peach Recipe Contest.
That's right.
Chris, just to make sure, you can quickly go through the menu again before we get to talking about other tips and ideas for the Peach Recipe Contest and the tours. We need to let people know
about those
too. So quickly go over your menu again.
We're gonna do a grilled Palisade peach with burrata cheese and a peach balsamic drizzle. We're gonna do a variation of our figa, which is gonna be prosciutto de parm with fresh apricots from Palisade, mascarpone cheese served on a crostini. Then we're going to do some kind of spring salad. Mm-hmm. We'll figure out the berries, come closer to time. Whatever's fresh is from Palisade is what we'll use. Then we're going to do a palate cleanser with a limoncello sorbet.
Mm. Yum. Mm.
Then we're going to do a braised alpaca cannelloni with a little bit of smoked ham in it to cut it down. But we're going to do a porcini mushroom marsala sauce over the top of it.
It's so yummy.
And then we're gonna serve that with a grilled asparagus and new potatoes, and hopefully that people will love that.
Oh,
you know,
do you think?
I can't imagine.
We're gonna shoot for 90% success. You know?
Oh, I assure you, it will be higher than that.
Then for dessert, we're gonna do grilled Palisade peaches with vanilla gelato with a chocolate balsamic drizzle.
Fabulous.
What I love about the two menus is they are so different.
They're both fabulous. So, I mean, just listening to them, you're right there. You want to be tasting right
Absolutely.
Now. And I should have given you instructions, Chris, to bring something for us to taste.
you're looking at me. I should have brought something.
No, but
there's still time.
All right.
Well, you'd have to travel fast.
I'll have to travel fast.
But
we can bring it back again.
I have to survive the roundabouts on Horizon.
Oh gosh. Okay. Let's wait. one thing that we like to ask our guests, especially when they're such experienced foodies, you know, chefs. If you have a little recipe idea either that you can share with us now or that you'll send me via email that we can put on the website and say,
I can do that. I can email you a recipe.
Okay, that's good because and we'll have to talk Kevin into that. I know Kevin will do it.
Right.
Yeah. So he will share a recipe with us too. We have so much going on that we wanted to talk about now to get ready, and we wanted to get people ready to also go to the website 1100knzz.com. You can get to the entry form so you can take a look and see the categories. And for those of you who haven't entered for maybe a couple years, be sure you check out that entry form because mm-hmm. things have changed, you know, and we added a sweet and savory category, Chris, that I think you might find interesting. And if you aren't going to be so busy that day, I might ask you to be a judge. But, oh, well, we'll get you another time.
I think I'm going to be pretty busy Saturday.
I kind of do, too.
I think Saturday morning he's going to be a little bit busy in his kitchen.
Yes, and in future shows we'll talk a little bit more about the recipe contest because, hey, I'll tell you what, $125, $175 in gift cards from Albertsons and Safeway and $500 worth grand prize. Mm-hmm. That's putting a lot of groceries in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
That does.
Yeah, it does.
That takes care of grocery bills for a couple months for me.
You see over there. Yeah. Yes.
And the peaches and are out.
You could experiment. And then we'll have a drawing for a Ball Fresh Tech automatic canner. And check that out at their website if you're wondering what I'm talking about and see how cool that is. And then from Her Burgers, Lynette over there always comes through with
always.
The KitchenAid mixer.
Her Burgers.
Oh, well, yeah, we do, don't we?
We do love Her
We kind of live there. If we're not working, we're living at Her Burgers. But we love those coupons, don't we? So, Julianne, you have two fabulous tours coming up.
Yes, we do.
And I think people need to get reservations in for that.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. We did, we put out a bus tour last year with one of Absolute Prestige's luxury party buses,
mm-hmm.
and the group had a great time. We had 36 people that went out there, and we took them all around up on East Orchard Mesa, and they had a great time. They started.
Oh my gosh, they did.
They started out at Talbot's,
yes,
and saw their whole processing plant that they have, which is just an amazing thing to watch in action. And then went to Anita's Pantry. They stopped over at High Country Orchard and walked around her orchard and tasted some of her wine. Had lunch there, catered by Wine Country Inn. This year, we're going to have it all catered by Cafe Soul.
Very
good. So we're very excited about having Nick over at Cafe Soul helping us out this year.
Mm.
And
he's a great guy.
Isn't
too.
He a great guy?
Isn't
he's
though?
A great guy.
Yeah.
And we're throwing in some lavender this year. So they're going to be stopping at Stage Creations.
Uh huh.
And they're going to be talking about lavender and how lavender can be, again, talking about food.
Teams up with peaches.
Lavender teams up wonderful with peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be going to Mount Lincoln Peach Company, and mm-hmm. they get to pick peaches in the orchard.
Which is a rarity.
Which is
you
a very
know,
rare thing. Not everybody gets to do that.
That's
and
good.
David is wonderful out there, and he not just lets you go out there and pick a peach, but he gives you the entire history and how do you know when a peach is ready and what makes them the sweetest. And so it's just a great education.
Fabulous.
And this year, and then both tours are going to actually end up at Clark's Family Orchard with a wagon ride. Mm.
And I know what else goes with that.
Peach ice cream that the Clarks make, which is just unbelievable.
We have had the privilege.
Absolutely. But yeah, so we had sold out that bus, and we got such great feedback that we put in a second bus this year. So we have the second bus is actually, instead of repeating the same tour, mm-hmm. we're going to have the second bus actually down in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be doing some of the orchards and actually a couple of the wineries down there with Sprigs and Sprouts and mm-hmm. Red Fox and just some of the great spots down there as well and Ball Fruit. So we're adding some new spots this year down in the valley. And so we'll have two buses going. But the tickets, again, go on to
And how much are the tickets?
They're
$65. Uh-huh. And
that
you get
includes,
lunch and that.
That includes, it's a great buy. Because you also get VIP parking down at the Riverbend Park, right in front of the festival. So you start
and
there.
Admission to the festival,
admission
right?
to the festival okay. as well. The catered lunch from Cafe Soul, both mm-hmm. tours. And, door-to-door pickup. which would be really great.
And a very nice bus to go in.
Oh, it's a great bus.
Yeah, it's not a
absolute
bus.
Absolute prestige. It's not a school bus. Yeah.
Right.
It's one of her party buses, and they are very luxurious, and there'll be a guide on both buses telling you all about Palisade. And
great
time.
You know what? I see you looking at the clock.
I'm looking at
that
the clock.
That clock in here is not right.
Oh. Okay.
We're not lucky enough to have that much time left.
I'm like, wow, we're really doing good.
Yeah. we are doing
don't
good.
Don't we get to make up all that time that we lost at the beginning of
see,
the show?
Yes,
see,
that's,
wouldn't you like to have that plan?
Yeah, we're kind of trying to talk Kaylin into
Come on,
it,
Kaylin.
But then that might get her fired. So, and we like her. So.
We do like her.
How much time do we have left, Kaylin? She's looking.
Oh, I'm like,
10 minutes?
10 minutes.
Oh, good. All right. Okay, good.
That's plenty of time.
Well, do you know what today is?
What is today?
Today is Fresh Spinach Day. So how would we incorporate spinach with peaches, Chris? We need to take a break. She shook her hands at me a little different.
She's looking at us.
Usually she goes like this, but she's going like this, and everybody's going, we can't tell what she's doing. So stick with us. When we come back, it's spinach and peaches. Peaches. Why can't I say that? Spinach and peaches.
Yep. We'll be spinach, pizza.
Yeah, there you go.
Pizza.
Okay, we'll be back.
Talk about it.
I love it when people do their own creative idea and something that I hadn't seen before or thought of before. All of a sudden, someone will bring in a picture of what they did at their house, and it's awesome. We have lots of backyard stuff as well as indoor remodeling products. We've got brick, veneer, stone, all kinds of boulders, gravel, of course, retaining walls and pavers. We've always got that stuff. Fire pits are really popular. It's a real cheap way to make a fun area in your backyard. Find us at the Brickyard, 2860 I-70 Business Loop, or Montrose on North Townsend. We make it easy to build hard things.
When's the last time you described a car buying experience as pleasant, laid back, amazing, and A+? At Columbine Ford, our customers have said all these things and more. In fact, DealerRater.com rated Columbine Ford the Colorado Ford Dealer of the Year for 2015, based on the reviews of customers just like you. So when you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, stop into Columbine Ford in North Rifle or visit ColumbineFord.com and see how truly different your experience could and should be. Columbine Ford, small town atmosphere, big city selection.
Don't miss the Trade Up to Sales event at Davis Service Center in Montrose. Get customer cash and low APRs on new Yamaha motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. From R1, R3, and FC Sport bikes to chart-topping YZMX bikes, real-world tough Grizzly ATVs, Vikings and Wolverine side-by-sides, plus Pure Sport YXZ side-by-sides. See Davis Service Center today to trade up to a Yamaha. Davis Service Center, 2380 East Main in Montrose. Offers good through 9/30/16 on purchases of select Yamaha motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. See dealer for details.
They just told us right away that we're gonna house you, we're gonna feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
Election updates at the top and 30 minutes past the hour. And the active talk in between.
Being politically active.
On the radio.
News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Good morning and welcome to Food for Thought with Dixie Burmeister. And now, here's Dixie.
Are you starving? We are starving. And by the way, Julianne, there's still apricots out in Palisade, right?
Yes, there are still stocks. Not very many, but there are still some.
Right.
Yeah.
And so they probably at the Sunday market tomorrow could pick up
some. Because we had that little bit of a cool weather last week, those few days that we had. Actually, it kind of stopped some of the ripening.
Oh,
and
good.
So there are still some apricots on the trees that haven't gotten to full ripening yet.
You're in the ending apricot season and beginning of peach season. And Mr. Chris, it's National Spinach Day. So can you tell us how we could combine peaches and spinach?
Man, I want to say you got me. I would say do it as a salad.
There you go.
It's 100 degrees outside.
Yes.
And peaches are nice and cool. Spinach is cool.
Right.
Put it all together and make a good salad.
Yeah.
Put it like a raspberry vinaigrette on it, and it would taste amazing.
Mm, and a few maybe toasted walnuts.
Toasted walnuts. Put, if you want some meat, get some bacon, fry it up, let it cool down, let it be nice and cool.
I'm getting the picture.
Like at the restaurant, we're going to use prosciutto instead of bacon, obviously.
Fabulous, fabulous. You know, Italian food and pizzeria. So what's your favorite pizza?
My favorite pizza that we do, and it's not on the menu, but if you ask for it, we definitely do it.
Remember, you can ask for it.
You can ask for it. It's the balsamic pizza. Pizza cheese. We brush the crust with a garlic oil, put some pizza cheese on it, put some grilled asparagus on that, cook it. When it comes out of the oven, we put some prosciutto di Parma on it, a nice drizzle of aged balsamic vinegar, and it's really light, especially this time of year. It's really good. You know, it's not a heavy food. We replaced it with a prosciutto arugula pizza, which is almost the same thing. Take away the we're doing a gorgonzola base with caramelized red onions. When it comes out of the oven, we put prosciutto di Parma on it, some fresh arugula, some shaved Parmesan cheese, drizzle that with some aged balsamic vinegar. Also very light. Not heavy. Bad thing is about it being light. If you're a guy my size, you're going to eat like an 18-inch pizza. Okay? And you're not even going to know it.
And we have an idea to add something.
We did. We told him he has to add peaches.
Yeah, sliced peaches.
I think
you said
would be
you'll have the local
fabulous.
Peaches coming in next
local
week.
Local peaches for us are going to be in next week. I believe she called me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to start doing peach burratas. For appetizers or desserts or main course, whatever you want to have it as.
Okay.
I haven't ever made a pizza with peaches, but now you've challenged me, so now I have
good.
To. Now
okay,
I have
good.
To do something with peaches
yep.
on a pizza.
The challenge has been.
The challenge
down.
Is there.
Yes.
I'll take it.
And you'll probably have to bring it to the show in a couple weeks.
We can probably do
so
that.
So we can have a taste test.
I'm
there's
sure
always
we
lunch,
can do
Dixie.
That.
There's always lunch.
Yeah, there's lunch. You're right. You're right.
I'm sure we can do that.
Good. What are some of your? Do you have a specialty that you like to? Do you have one area of culinary? Of the culinary world that you like to do more than, you know, for instance, you like desserts, you like main dishes, do you like pastries?
Well, I'm a sweets guy.
You're a sweets guy.
A sweets guy.
Okay.
So all desserts I love.
Okay. And you know, so what are a couple of the desserts that you fix at Enzo's?
Man, our tiramisu is absolutely amazing. Mm. Kelly, one of the owners, she makes cheesecake right there in the restaurant. It is every cheesecake she makes is absolutely to die for.
Mm-hmm.
It's homemade, which everybody loves homemade food.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There, you know,
like
you don't think
as long as your mama cooked like my mama did.
Yeah, there you go.
The homemade food you can't beat.
See, exactly. Absolutely, and sometimes you get so used to eating something already made and that type of thing, but then when you have like. You take that homemade cheesecake and prepare it to
compare it to a frozen one. There's not
or
a
one
comparison.
Of those packages
no
that you mix up, you know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There is no comparison. And I think that's a real goal of you and Kevin Shields up at Kessler Canyon. And, oh, gosh, a lot of local restaurants are all heading that direction.
There's a lot of local chefs that are doing
right
as fresh as you can get.
And you'll be able to actually... go to the Peach Festival at Peach Cuisine with Colorado Chefs, which will be demos going on, a number of them,
both
almost
days.
All the time, you know, on the hour, every hour on the hour. And you will meet some of them as well, and they will be doing peach dishes. So it's really, we're doing everything we can, aren't we, Julianne,
yes,
to
we
make
are.
It a truly peachful experience.
It is a peachful experience.
Yes. And Chris, it was so much fun having you. Maybe you'll come by again. And
well, thanks for inviting me. Yeah, I'd love to be on the show again.
And don't forget that little recipe you're going to send us.
I can do that. I'll get your email address.
Oh yes, you will. You will not get out of here without that. without that address. And Kaylin, gosh, too bad we didn't have four mics in here.
That's okay.
You like tasting food, and Kayla's on a new eating program, right? And how's it going?
I've lost 5 pounds.
Hey, she's exercising. And you know what? Peaches are really good for you. They're very low in calories. Their glycemic level is low. So that means you can enjoy those peaches as much as you want. And as my buddy, Johnny Bowden, says, and he's got that book, 150 Best Foods, he says, boy, those peaches sure for 38 calories, and I think that's probably equal to one of our, you know, the larger the peach, a few more calories, but even those large peaches just have, you know, like 60, 70. So, hey, get out there, start experimenting, and get your tickets for Feast in the Fields, 1100KNZZ.com. Go there, you'll get the link, and hopefully, Chris, you'll be talking to some of our listeners as you're serving that fabulous dinner in the orchards on August 20th and Kevin on August 19th. And you are giving me a countdown. I don't want to leave. We had so much fun. But have a great weekend, everyone. And remember those who aren't.